finally the floodgates will open and I'll cry and I'll just sit on that kitchen floor and let myself cry it out. And then it feels so good. And then that's when I go and take my sad playlist and change it into my happy dancing playlist and start to dance it out. And that's, it doesn't matter if it's just me and Pepper or my husband being home, I just dance.
Hey, kitchen dancers, welcome back to the podcast, Dancing in the Kitchen. I'm your host, Debbie Stovacek. Today on the podcast, we're going to do a little slow dance around a subject that not many will talk about, suicide survival. While we don't go into all the details here, and I promise this slow dance doesn't consume our entire conversation, my friend Amy is a shining example of someone who was at her lowest point and has found the way to shine that light on her experience and let us know it's possible to heal the hurt and find happiness and purpose in everyday life. And I wanted to share that with you to know there is an answer. There is a light on the other side of the clouds. I'm going to be super raw and real here. This has been something that has touched my life as well. Until this past fall, I haven't really talked openly about it, except with my closest friends. So many people have been experiencing an increased amount of depression in and through this pandemic. At the end of summer, early fall of 2020, I found myself in a position, yet again, wanting to end my own life. I've been there before. I've battled depression on and off my entire adult life. It sucks. But on the nights that I would cry myself to sleep and honestly pray to God, asking Him to take me in the middle of the night, I would wake up the next morning and say out loud, "Okay, God, you woke me up. What do you have in store for me today?" There is a reason why He keeps waking me up. And why He keeps waking you up. I am so grateful that I followed my intuition, my gut, or should I say, His voice, and took that 12-week course back in the fall because it literally saved my life. I say it all the time. It's true. It was the best investment I have ever made so that I can find my purpose that God has intended for me too. You know, something was kind of strange yesterday. While I was traveling, coming home from a trip, we were descending into Cleveland and I was watching the clouds. And it was so cool and so intriguing to me that we were flying high above the clouds and it was so sunny and so bright. But looking down at those puffy little cotton ball looking clouds, beneath it, it was gray and dark, and it just wasn't very sunny at all. So it kind of made me think, you know, I have to look at those clouds and remind myself that there is sun. There's light on the other side of those clouds. And I know that if I persist, I will find that light. I can be that light. And, you know, you really do have to follow your intuition and have that faith. If I had not taken that class last fall, I would have never met today's guest and my friend, Amy Fowler. And I love and adore her so much. Amy lives in Ontario, Canada, with her hubby, Og, and their adorable little pup, Pepper. Like I said, she's a suicide survivor. During the class, she discovered it was her purpose to share her story and is now helping others with her intuitive energy healing sessions. She will brighten up the room with her smile and is that friend who will hold your hand and drag you out onto the dance floor with her. She truly is hungry for happiness. Amy also hosts a podcast called In Her Feelings and talks about all the things. I can't wait for you to meet her. She will share a bit of her story, where she was and where she's heading, We will talk about how music stirs her soul and how she and her hubby have always loved dancing in the kitchen. So, ready or not, let's get started and dive right in. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy you've joined me back on the dance floor here in the kitchen, which I always say is this podcast, as you know. But today I'm super excited because I have a new friend that I've made through a program that I've talked about so many times. And I'm just so excited because when I heard Amy's story, I just connected to her right away. And she is just the most chill, but yet vibrant person that you're going to want to meet. And she has a smile that just lights up the room. You are going to absolutely love her. Her name is Amy Fowler, and she is coming to us from Canada. And I just want to welcome you. Welcome, Amy.
Oh, Deb, thanks so much for having me on, Debbie. You make me smile, my big Aww. Smile. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. So before we get started, tell me about yourself. Give us a little bio, where you've been, where you're at, and where you're headed.
Yeah, so I am from Ontario, Canada. Grown up here most of my life, and I was a registered nurse for over 18 years, which I ended up leaving my career, even though I loved being a nurse. I had to leave about almost 2 years ago now due to mental health and physical health issues. So I deal with chronic migraines and pain, and I've battled with depression all my life, pretty much. And about 10 years ago, it's almost going on 12 years ago now, I was so low and so ready to give up that I did give up on life and I tried to take my own life. And it's a complete miracle why I'm still here as a nurse. I know that there was no real way I should be alive. So someone somewhere pulled me out of there and helped me. And after I woke up in the hospital in the ICU after a few days, I realized that I am meant to be here, but I didn't know why yet. But I knew that things had to change and the only one that could do that was myself. So I put in a good 10 years of working on myself, getting the help I needed, doing other things out of the medical realm and really taking care of myself. And I ended up leaving a marriage that was no longer serving me. And with all that came this new beautiful life that I have. And sure, there's days I still struggle, but I have way more good days than bad. And then in the beautiful program that we took together, I realized that I am meant to share this, and that's why I was brought back. That's why I was saved, and that's why I'm here to help other women dealing with this. And not only women that are in like the thick of depression or that are suicide survivors, but women that tend to push down their feelings, because I know a lot of us do, and that's how I wasn't getting better, was I'd put my feelings on the back burner of that stove in that kitchen and deal with everyone else on the front burner. So I am currently working one-on-one with clients doing intuitive energy healing sessions and really bringing up the feelings that need to be worked on at that time. A lot of inner child work with that and energy work. And I'm working on starting a membership for women, and it's called In Her Feelings. And that's what we're going to be doing, getting in our feelings and making sure we can process them and release any shame and judgment around any of it.
Right. And like I said, this is so connecting for us, you know, that through the program that we were in the class together, when you offer to share your story, I was in that same place, and it was really touching, and it made me feel, I don't even know how to describe, to know that there's other people that have battled such a serious thing that so many people do shove down and they don't want to talk about it, and you just deal with it, right? but to hear you tell your story and to know that you can share that with other people, to let them know they're not alone. You know, we are in this together. And I so feel that, you know, God wakes me up every morning and I'm like, okay, God, you got me here. What do you have for me today? You know, and I'm so happy that he woke you up too. And that the universe has shown its way for you to share your story, because it is so important. It really is so important.
Even more now than ever. And we don't realize that other people are hurting, right? And that they may need to hear our story to feel included, but it's true. There's so many, and it's, no one would ever know when they met me that I had battled with any of that, because I always on the outside presented the happy and the smiling and right. And mm-hmm. that was part, especially part of being a nurse, right? You just push that all behind you and provided great care for everybody else. But mm-hmm. So it's really important. And it's really important to even those people with those big smiley faces to really truly ask them, how are you? And when they say, oh, I'm fine, say, how are you? And right. really listen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so amazing. And like I said, when you share your story and to hear where you were and what you've gone through and where you are now, you know, like I said, you are just such a bright light. You're just so happy and so fun. And I really got to know you a little bit more, started to get to know you more when I had hosted one of my cooking workshops with the Dining with Debbie, and you showed up with your adorable husband, and the two of you are just so cute. And, you know, you're living this happy life with him. And I can see your face glowing. I wish people could see your smile right now. but I love that you guys came and had dinner and we made dinner together and got to share in that fun experience and start to get to know each other better that way. So
we still talk about that night. We loved your dinner. It was so much fun. And yes, we are madly in love. We've been married for a couple of years now, and the beautiful thing is with him, I am open and honest with all my feelings, the good days and the bad, and we honor each other's good days and bad, and that's what's really important, and really rejoicing in those good days, and go ahead and dance in the kitchen. I mean, we even have a sign in our kitchen. I think it was like one of his first birthdays I bought him when we were living together, and it says, our kitchen is for dancing. The big, huge wooden sign. I'm like, because it is. We dance.
I love it. So, you know, lots of meals and happiness and whatnot that's going on in that kitchen. Tell me about a meal that you will never forget. And it doesn't have to be a good meal. It could be, you know, something you'd rather not remember. But tell me about a meal you will never forget.
So, and it's a good meal that I'll never forget. The bad ones I try to forget, but my favorite meal would have been in Vancouver. There is this seafood restaurant. So I'm vegetarian, but I have not given up seafood. There's just no way. I love it too much. I don't eat it a lot at home, but when we go out. And so there's this beautiful seafood restaurant, and in the restaurant is this little sushi bar, and we sat down and just had the chef make us whatever his chef special was, the whole meal. Oh my goodness, some of that sushi, I can taste I'm salivating just thinking about it right now. It was so amazing. Half of it I don't even know what it was, and to be honest with you, when he tried to explain it, we pretty much didn't understand. There was fish that we had never heard of, and it was divine. Just divine.
Yum. That sounds so good. I never ate sushi when I was growing up, ever.
Me neither.
And until maybe just a couple of years ago, I discovered, oh, hey, I kind of like this stuff. So if there was only one thing, one meal or one type of food that you could eat for the rest of your life, what would that be?
Oh, it's easy. Noodles. Any type of Asian-inspired noodles, ramen, stir fries, anything like noodle. I could eat noodles breakfast, lunch, dinner, no problem.
That's funny. What's your favorite way to make the noodles?
probably stir fry. And I just make my own sauce, come up with it on the fly. Usually that's my job. Og, my husband, he does the prep and I do the sauce making, and then we do the cooking together.
Well, it's always nice to have that partner, you know, to kind of help you out in the kitchen, and that's so fun. So, you know, you're talking about the sushi and the dinner and all that stuff. I can just, like, when you mentioned stir fry, I smell that whenever I hear it, because I love stir fry too. That was always a go-to when the kids were growing up, because it was so easy, and because they liked it and you could get creative doing different things with it. So, but there's that smell, you know, there's always the smell of a certain food or even just a certain place. Like, is there a smell for you? And it doesn't necessarily need to be food. Maybe it's outside somewhere that always reminds you of a certain person or a time and a place.
So I'm a big lavender fan, and not the florally like candle or anything like that, like the actual lavender from the garden. And I have a big lavender bush, and I've always, no matter what house I live in, I always plant lavender. And it actually reminds me of my dog, because she'd always put her little face in it and she'd come out and smell like lavender. So yeah. It definitely reminds me of my dog.
Aww. Now, are you talking about Princess Pepper?
No, this was a previous dog. So what I do though, all my dogs is, so for people that don't know, I forever foster palliative dogs. So all my dogs, what I do is when they walk by the lavender, I'll actually grab some and rub it on their backs. They smell delicious.
Aww. That's so sweet. That is so sweet. So, you know, you're talking about you taking these dogs, and I know I've shared with you, I adopted a dog in the fall. Her name's Bella, and she's giving me all kinds of trouble today. So, but I just love her, and she's an older girl. And it's funny because, you know, she'll be laying there, and sometimes I'll put on some music, and she'll just, like, all of a sudden she'll get up. And because I do literally dance in the kitchen sometimes, and, you know, that's where all this comes from. And, you know, she would get up, not so much now, she's not doing very well with her arthritis, but when I first got her, oh, she loved it. She would love getting in, just kind of sit there and wag her little tail and kind of like dance with me in the kitchen or whatever. And so is there any kind of, what kind of music is it that gets you dancing? What's your favorite kind of music?
So I'm terrible at answering this question, because I love pretty much all music, but I am even though I was born in 79, I love 60s and 70s music. And it's probably from growing up, influenced by my parents, right? Uh-huh. And especially even the psychedelic rock and that kind of, but I mean, I love alternative, I love pop, I dance to pretty much anything. The only thing we don't really have in our household is really country, until my step girls come, they bring the country, but yeah, that's about it.
Cassie, that's why I know we're friends, because it's not my favorite either. is there like one song that will make you dance no matter where you are?
So it's funny, recently it's been Rachel Platten's fight song. Oh my God, I can't not dance if it comes on. And there's times where I'll just wake up with it in my head and that's it. I'll be dancing while walking the dog, go and get groceries. It doesn't matter. I'll be humming along. So yeah, that's been really sticking for the last, a good year by now. So
yeah, that's great. Now, are there any places that, have you ever, been in the grocery store, or you've been out somewhere and you just, you just start to dance, whether it's by yourself or with your husband or.
Oh yeah. Pretty much anywhere. It's especially with my dog, walking my dogs in the nature. There's something about being in nature. When we go through the forest that's behind our home, I'm dancing, and thankfully there's not too many people walking through there, but if there was, I don't think it would have stopped me.
Yeah, I know. Recently I posted something about a couple who were, you know, the song came on the music in the grocery store, and they just started dancing in the grocery store. And I know there's a cafe inside of Mustard Seed Market, which is a wholesome type grocery store here local. And this little boy is just kind of dancing all through the aisles, and he was just having a blast. And his mom or grandma or whoever she was just letting him go. It was so awesome. It's like just living life, you know. And so I always think that's so important, that when you have those feelings, you just go with it. And because you mentioned your podcast, or did we mention your podcast? Did we talk about that? So I know it's in her feelings, and it's so important to be in your feelings, you know, no matter if they're happy or sad or whatever. Let's talk a little bit more about that. So, you know, we talked about dancing in nature and kind of finding that. What is it that will always kind of, I don't know, bring you back to that happy place? Like, where, I don't know.
Yeah, music is a huge thing for me, and for both the happy and the sad. Sometimes if I'm feeling that there's something inside of me, I'm just not the happiest that day, but you feel almost blocked to get that feeling out, I have no problem putting on as many sad songs as I can. And it seems to still happen in the kitchen, especially washing dishes. And all of a sudden I'm like, finally the floodgates will open, and I'll cry, and I'll just sit on that kitchen floor and let myself cry it out. And then it feels so good. And then that's when I go and take my sad playlist and change it into my happy dancing playlist and start to dance it out. And that's, it doesn't matter if it's just me and Pepper or my husband being home, I just dance. And I've always done that. Even I had a smaller dog before, mm-hmm. and he would actually come up to me and get so excited when we were dancing, and I'd pick him up and we'd dance together, just Chewy and I. So
yeah, nice. So what is your happy place then?
My happy place is usually, well, there's two places. One's my cottage that, nice. And on the lake. So that water for me is my happy place. I could just float around water all day long. That's probably my happiest place.
Nice. And where's the cottage? Is it somewhere you drive further away, or?
Yeah, it's just over 3 hours from us. So it's far enough, but not too far as well. So it's kind of how it's perfect. My nice. True, like where my spirit feels like it's open is in Hawaii, but it's not as accessible nowadays. So the cottage is my little oasis for now.
Nice. That's so nice. I know I live in a condo development, and we have a lake, and it's much smaller. I've seen pictures of you out on the lake as well, but it is, it's something calming to me about that water. And you can just, you know, like you said, it's freeing, you know, mm-hmm. you can just kind of get in touch with yourself. And for me, it's also a place where I just like to go and pray, you know, I'll just sit there and pray and be in gratitude for everything. And that can really turn your bad mood into a good mood. And it just makes me happy too. So see, there's so many things about you. Every time we talk, I'm like, gosh, I know there's a reason why we're connected, why we're friends, because you're just so full of energy. And I just love so much how, I mean, not that I love you were in a sad, deep place, but that you were in that place, and that you fought through, and that you have overcome it, and that you find happiness and what feeds your soul, what's, you know, all of that. And you just keep going. And, you know, and so you had mentioned earlier too about some one-on-one sessions. Would you want to share a little bit about that with us? Tell us more of what you're doing with that.
Yes. So the last few weeks now, I've been doing these one-on-one energy. I the best way to call them is an intuitive energy healing. So I have Reiki background and I use that, but a lot of it is guided by universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. And so what I do is I work one-on-one with a person. It's usually women, but I'll meet with men as well. And really what happens is we go into a channeled guided meditation, we do some breath work, we do the body scan, and from there, usually memories, feelings, emotions will come out and we unblock that with energy and do some healing. A lot of times it's inner child work. There's something from our past that comes up. We heal that, give it what it needs, and that totally opens them up. There is some crying. People have called me the crying doula, but not to be afraid of it. It is the only things that come up are the things that the people are ready to deal with. So, and then to move forward, and people are getting not only movement in their body, like and pain decreasing in their body, but also just in their life getting clarity afterwards. It's been incredible. It's been incredible for me and for my clients.
I could tell as you were describing that, I'm like, I feel like this is helping you as much as it is your clients. And so I think that's so awesome that when we're called to do certain things, that it's not always, you know, it's our gift, and we, you know, to share that gift with other people and what happiness it brings to us so that we can bring the happiness out in other people too. You know?
Oh yeah. So important. 'Cause when I left nursing, I was just so sad to not be in service, right? Like I am a caregiver at heart and I wanted to be in service. And then when COVID hit, I was ready to run back into the fire. And thankfully I have the most amazing husband in the world that prevented me from doing that because I knew just with my migraines that I would not be able to, it would not be a good situation. So this is my way of giving back. And it's such a beautiful gift to be able to share.
Oh, and I'm so glad you share it because that's a hard thing to share. You know, it's a hard story. It's not something everybody talks about. It's a lot of things people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And, but we need to, you know, and it's not, hey, look at me. I have had this story and I've had it so rough. I want you all to feel sorry for me. It's not about that. It's about how can you help other people? You know, and that's one of the things I love about you is you're always so caring and so kind and so giving and such a blessing. So I am just so glad that we've become friends.
Me too. Are you going to make me cry? And there's nothing wrong with that, everybody. Nope, cry it out. Let it come out.
Yep, absolutely. I feel like there are so many things that we could sit here and talk about, but I want to be respectful of your time. So before we get to the last question, where can our listeners find you? So we talked about your one-on-one coaching, social media, website, those types of things. How can we find you?
So the best way to find me is on Instagram. I'm at treat.yourself.first. And there's a link in my bio there that links to my podcast, which is called In Her Feelings. It releases every Thursday. And the link also in there to my one-on-one sessions and the membership that I am currently curating and will be out in the spring in a month or two. Mm-hmm. when it comes out. So definitely find me there. If you're not on Instagram, I'm also on Facebook just under my own personal Amy Fowler, and the same link is in my bio there.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So the last question we're going to ask is what makes you dance in the kitchen?
It's got to be my hubby. Whether it's a fun dancing around like crazy fools or just a beautiful slow dance. We do a lot of slow dancing in our kitchen as well. So it's definitely him.
Aw, how nice. That is so nice. I love how you just light up every time you talk about him. That's so sweet. Well, Amy, thank you so much for your time and you know, for your vulnerability and opening up and sharing your story with us. I know we didn't get too deep into it, but I just can't say it enough how important it is to know that there's hope and there is a reason. And, you know, I also just want to state that reaching out to someone when you're starting to feel that way, so that we're not feeling so alone, you know, that there are other people that are feeling the same way. And that there is joy and happiness and craziness and fun and just, you know, so much life to live. And there's a reason why we're here. So, yeah, that's great. So again, thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much, everybody.
Isn't she just the sweetest? As Amy mentioned, you can find her every Thursday on her podcast called In Her Feelings and on social media. She's on Instagram at Treat Yourself First. That's treat.yourself.first. She has been so helpful to me, I think more than she knows. And to anyone who's ever experienced an intuitive healing session with her, or even if you've just been the recipient of one of her smiles, it's just so contagious. And it's so inspiring to know where she was and where she is and where she's going. Before we leave today, and in light of today's episode, I want you to know that help is available and you're not alone. If you or someone you love is feeling hopeless and having suicidal thoughts, please reach out. I will always be here to sit and listen and just be still with you. Just to sit still. It's so important. Please find someone you trust and don't be afraid to ask for help. Or if that's not an option, please call a professional counselor or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can reach them at 800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. I honestly believe God has a plan for you. Please trust in that, even in the hurt and even in the hard times. There is sun on the other side of the clouds. We just need to be patient and let them clear so we can feel that bright sunlight again. It's there, I promise. And I have to remind myself of that as well. So with all of that said, I hope that you leave today inspired, because Amy is such a joy to be around. And I hope you're ready to find what it is that makes you hungry for happiness. Isn't it great how we can find that happiness by remembering our favorite music, favorite smells, and of course, the meals? So again, please subscribe and join me on the dance floor, in your kitchen, or wherever it is you find joy. Until next time, keep dancing in the kitchen.